teaching ministry of Pastor Taiwo Odukoya, the senior pastor of the Fountain of Life Church. It is our prayer that the message you're about to hear will no doubt shape your destiny in Christ. Be blessed as you listen.
Hallelujah. Let me start with the scripture. Romans 8, 9. It says, but you are not in the flesh, but in the spirit. If indeed the spirit, capital S, if indeed the spirit of God dwells in you. So what makes you be in the spirit? What makes you be not in the flesh? What makes you a spirit being? Because the spirit of God is in you. Remove that. You're not a Christian. Are you a Christian? Holy Ghost is inside of you. I said there are many more testimonies coming. In the name of Jesus. Oh, I mean many. Mouth gaping testimonies. In the name of Jesus. Someone shout, Holy Ghost! Yeah, that's it. If indeed the Spirit of God dwells in you. Now, if anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, he is not his. Period. I'm not preaching. We are not explaining. No, the pastor is teaching. We're just reading the Bible. If anyone does not have. So some can be part of us, but they don't have the Spirit. They are agents. They are not limited to Fountain, though. Everywhere I see garden, of course, children, they are there. But you have to have a discerning spirit to know how far you allow them to go. You say, really? Why are you surprised? In the book of Job, wasn't it the sons of God that God got together? Satan gathered with them. God spotted him. He said, you are here. Why are you here? He answered, he said, from roaming to and fro the earth. That's all his work. That was and still is. What? Roaming to and fro. Why? We find it when Paul talked about it. Seeking women may devour. You don't need to offend them. They just have to think that you don't have problems. They just have to think that you are doing good. Most of when you are thanking God always, you didn't fight your husband is not chasing you out, you are not chasing your husband out, your children, they say, why is this man like this? You're not rushing to do it. They look for it. That's all. You just need to be. That's why Jesus himself said, when you see them coming close to you, discern. You need to discern now. So you don't suspect good people. And you don't embrace wicked people. That's why design of spirit is essential. Even the spirit life is not a suggestion. It's not even an option. It is compulsory. At this time, this age and time that we are in. So I said, Jesus said, he comes not. No matter how fine and beautiful, he has just one aim. And then when you break it into the component, kill, steal, destroy. That's all. Someone shout hallelujah. But he said, I have come. So it didn't stop there. That you may have what? Life. Can you shout life? Life. Shout life. Life. Shout life. 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 Jesus is life. Shout Zoe. Resurrection life. And that you may have it how? So you can live here with abundance of life today. In the name. So the only antidote to the stealing, killing, destruction is what? Life. Somebody shout life. Hallelujah. Okay, just some scriptures. Then we are going to pray. Amen. A good place to start. Let me put Luke 18, verse 1. Shall we read together? Then he, I hope you know he is Jesus. Yeah. Then he spoke a parable to them that what? And I hope you know men here is generic. That is human beings, men or women. That men always ought to pray and not. If you look, put any translation, you see that loser heart is, there's emphasis there on pray and then not lose heart. So in other words, if you don't want to lose heart on anything, come on, I'm not preaching, we are just trying to understand where. So if you are losing hope on anything, what was Jesus teaching about? Do what? I can hear you. Otherwise, what does it mean to lose heart? You faint. You lose. That can result in anything negative. Men always, not sometime. So pray about everything. You don't want to lose out. So even if you are quarter to losing out, make up your mind now that you are going to what? Pray! That's it. And that's what we're going to do today. So men always ought to pray. This time is part of always. Come and talk to me. So that trouble that has plagued your mind, troubled your life until now, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. I think one more scripture, man. That'll be good enough. We'll do two more. James chapter 5, verse 16. Confess your faults or your trespasses to one another and pray for one another. What do you do for one another? Come on. And what are you praying about? That you may be what? I can hear you. I can hear you. Why do you confess your fault? You don't want the devil to have any means of distracting you. So when he comes, because the first thing he does, when you know you are breaking through, he accuses you straight away. You? So say, God, wait. Forgive me. Then go to the person and say, forgive me. They say, in the name of Jesus, how dare you? My love, Ashura, my Kashanda, that you may be healed. The effective fervent prayer of who? Come on, help me. What does he do? I can hear you. What does it mean to say averse much? Glory be to God. It averse much. No matter the, if he's a righteous man praying in the name of Jesus, it will rise up to meet it and overcome it. It's a source of great exploits. In fact, that's your confession when you are facing the trouble. Let no man's heart fail him. Your servant will fight him. You come against me with your javelin, your spears, and your. I come in the name of the living God of hosts. He got everything he said and prayed. Glory be to God in the highest. Averse much. Elijah was a man with a nature like us. And he prayed earnestly that it would not rain. And it did not rain. Today your prayer will come true. The amen is not strong here. Amen! 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 In the name of Jesus. Elijah wasn't born again. Or rather, he was born again in the Old Testament definition. We are superior. Elijah was a man with a nature like ours. And he prayed earnestly that it would not rain. And it did not rain on the land for 3 years and 6 months. And he prayed again, and the heaven gave rain, and the earth produced its fruit. You are coming back with testimonies. In the name of Jesus. So we started by saying that, what is it? Pray. You don't want to be destroyed. You don't want to lose. You don't want to die. You don't want to this threatening your life. Pray. That's where we started. And we're now saying, look at it. The effect of having prayer of a man, one man, is enough for the expert required. Then the third one. Likewise, Romans 8, 26 and 27. The Spirit also helps in our weaknesses. For we do not know what we should pray for as we ought. We don't really know. We have an idea. Thank God for the Holy Ghost pointing things to us. Now we can concentrate. But the very nitty-gritty, Holy Ghost, He knows. He says, but the Spirit Himself makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. Now, He who searches the hearts, our own hearts, knows what the mind of the Spirit is. God is Spirit. Because He makes intercession for the saints. According what? To the will. So you know there's trouble and you are praying and you know I'm a man of all this prayer. Shakata ba ika. Like you are designing. Shakata ba. You are praying that God cut it, cut it, cut it. He says, no, I won't cut it. I will let it rise. Then I will dissolve it in there. So he's rising. I say, but I'm praying. I'm praying, God. I'm praying. You say, hey. Then you will jump. He knows how to remove it permanently. Cut it, may not remove it permanently. But he will do what he has to do to give you the result. Let's pray. I want you to start by praying in the Spirit. Holy Spirit, move me now. Make my life whole again. Spirit, move. Oh. Me, Spirit, move. Oh, take a good posture. Take a good posture. Oh, makashaka talara ba ba ba. Move me, makarola ba 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 ba. Make my life whole again. Spirit move. Oh, makara la bashakata la bora ba ba ba. Spirit move. You say, why are we singing that way? Jesus said it, not any man said it. Say, out of your belly shall flow. He will flow. I say, flow, 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 flow. In the name of Jesus. That's it. I believe what he said. You are coming back with testimonies. The Egyptians you saw, you will never see again. The Egyptians you saw, we will never see again. In the name of Jesus. Begin to pray in the Spirit. I need to hear you pray. Back to sender. Back to sender. Makata bakashakata. Back to sender. I unseat. I dig out. Back to sender. Makata raba. The love, the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has set us free. Maka free, Maka free from God's sin and death. Free, Maka torobo, shakata brobo, rako torobo, brobo, Maka shadra braba raba, brobo, shori bege, shori bege deya, brobo, Maka torobo, brobo, shakira baka shora, rakata baba, flow, hallelujah, flow, malala, ba. Holy Spirit, look at all of the shake it, In Jesus' name. But I want you to remember, everything God ever created here through the Holy Ghost. Everything. Even you. You see what you mean? Without His Spirit, will you be alive? Let there be. The Holy Ghost moved. And everything you're going to get through the Holy Ghost. Every spiritual blessing in heavenly places. God is not going to, He's not just going to manufacture it. They're available. You can step into it today. Everything. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Someone was saying, pray in the Spirit. Pray in the Spirit. We know what? I feel the fire. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Someone say, Holy Spirit! Flow! Flow! Through me, flow! My heart, my liver, my spleen, my kidney, my eyes, my brains, my legs, flow! My marriage, my children, my finances, my flow! Makashala! Makataba! It says it will flow. So out of your belly, that is from your spirit, man, from your spirit, it will flow. Take joy. Makataka! And then you know what? He quickens your mortal body. He gives life to your body. Flow! You have problem with anger. You have problem with pride. Hey. These are the things that devil needs to cheat you. Holy Spirit, flow! Maraba, shikarabaraba. Or is it lost? Is it fornication, adultery? Flow! Makashadaba, nekadabarakotoria. That's why we pray the way we pray. I hear the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man. Avails what? Much. Maraba, avails what? Much. Avails much? No. Avails what? Much. The effect of this prayer will be much in my life. Much in your life. Whoa. Yeah, living. This is day. Maraba. Some say, Holy Ghost! The same effect is happening to you. Nothing the devil can put inside permanent. Anything the devil has put in your body. Now, move. I say, move. Say, anything the devil has put in my body, my system. In the name of Jesus, move. 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 Back to sender. In the name of Jesus. Rabababa. Makadabra. Marabakateria. Maraba. Shakarababa. Amen. In Jesus' name. Marukutura Baragashalaba. Marukutura Bakashalaba. Shakatabra Baba. Nakatura Bakashalaba. Maraba. Rabaraba. Shakarababa. Rabaraba. In Jesus' name we pray. God gave you a promise at the beginning of this year. You're going to pray it now. You declare it boldly. And any other scripture that God has been expressing, boldly, they are coming to pass. Go ahead, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Maka shaka ta ba ba ba. Hey! Naka randa kashaka. Pakata kashaka. Rakada ba 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 ba. Maraba. Shikaraba. Ba ba ba. I say fire. Maraba. Barabakasha, Rabaka Tombashaka, Marabaka Toraba, Raka Shakataba, Raka, Holy Spirit, Marababa Baba, Rea, Boyaga, Maraba. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes. Marabura Baba. In Jesus' name we pray. I want you to thank God. Just lift your hands and give Him praise. Give Him praise. Let your praise become more meaningful. Let it be spiritual. Yes, I give him praise. We give him praise. We give him praise. Oh, da ba 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 ba. Thank you, Jesus. Woo! Ma da ba ba ba. The next time I meet you, you are growing in grace. The next time I meet you, you are deeper into the Spirit. In fact, your parents, they will see Holy Ghost. My parents, they will see Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Come on, give him praise, give him praise, give him praise, give him praise, give him. Woo-hoo. He wants to be part of everything you do. The life you live as a Christian is a collaboration with the Holy Spirit. It's where you don't know that you get threatened and you get attacked by all these nasty and lousy, wicked spirits just following you to stop you. They can't, in the name of Jesus. We give God the glory. We give him the honor. It's a new beginning for you. In the name of Jesus. A new beginning for me, for Fountain, for Nigeria. In the name of Jesus. You say, where is Nigeria? We are Nigerians. We are here. We are children of God. We are part of the kingdom. Aren't you glad you came to church? I am glad I came to church. And I'm glad you were able to make time to come. And everybody will come back with testimony. And those on the online, you will come back with testimonies. In the name of Jesus.
We know that you have been tremendously blessed by this message. For additional information and materials from Pastor Taiwo Odukoya, please contact us at the Founding of Life Church, 12 Industrial Estate Road by PZ Industries of Town Planning Way in Lupeju, Lagos. P.O. Box 698, Shemolu, Lagos. Visit our website at www.tfolc.org. Thank you. And God bless you.